Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Redefine Wealth for Yourself by Patrice Washington, a thought-provoking exploration of wealth that transcends the traditional confines of personal finance. Published in 2020, this book introduces readers to a faith-based and holistic view on wealth, proposing that true wealth encompasses much more than one's financial status. By addressing the six pillars of wealth, with personal finance being just one of them, Washington argues that financial prosperity naturally follows once the other pillars are in place. Patrice Washington, an award-winning author, speaker, and media personality, brings her rich expertise to this book. She has earned acclaim through the Redefining Wealth podcast, her successful Real Money Answers book series, and her appearances on platforms such as Steve Harvey's radio and TV shows, in addition to Cosmopolitan, Essence, Dr. Oz, and more. Her guidance on personal finance and money matters has reached and inspired millions. Redefine Wealth for Yourself is tailored for individuals seeking to enrich their lives beyond the monetary aspect. It is especially appealing to those interested in a faith-based perspective on self-improvement, as well as individuals looking to rebound and redefine their life's direction after experiencing setbacks or financial turbulence. Washington's book is an invitation to reconsider what it means to be wealthy, encouraging readers to embrace abundance in all areas of their lives. Redefine Wealth for Yourself. How to stop chasing money, finally live your life's purpose, and find fulfillment. Introduction. Unveiling true wealth. It's more than just money. Imagine you're at a crossroads where you can choose one of two paths. The first path is lined with heaps of money, but that's all there is. The second path adds to the treasures with vibrant health, loving relationships, a cozy home, and a deep sense of peace. Which path would you choose? Although the answer might appear straightforward, who wouldn't want it all, right? The reality is often different. Many of us become so fixated on accumulating wealth that we overlook other critical areas of our lives, leading to an imbalanced and ultimately unfulfilling existence. In Redefine Wealth for Yourself, Patrice Washington invites us to rethink our approach to wealth. Washington, a master of faith-based financial wisdom, guides us through her pioneering concept of holistic prosperity. At the heart of her philosophy are the six pillars of wealth: fitness, people, space, faith, work, and money. As we delve into these pillars, we start with fitness, not just the physical aspect, but also mental and emotional health. Emphasizing overall fitness sets the stage for thriving relationships, supportive environments, spiritual grounding, fulfilling work, and financial stability. By the end of our exploration, you'll understand how intertwining these facets contributes to a wealthier, more rounded life, rich in every sense. Ready to journey through a new landscape of prosperity? Let's step forward, beginning with bolstering our foundational pillar, fitness. Part 1. Fitness. First, the cornerstone of a wealthy life. What if suddenly all your deepest desires were to materialize? A dream job, the ideal companion, unlimited opportunities? Sounds enthralling, doesn't it? But are you truly prepared to embrace and enjoy such transformations? The vitality of your mental and physical fitness plays a crucial role in determining how well you can seize and enjoy these opportunities. Take a leaf from Patrice Washington's own life to understand this better. At the onset of her career, she often overlooked minor health issues. A situation escalated when what she assumed was just a bout of food poisoning led her to the emergency room. There, a deeper health evaluation revealed alarmingly low hemoglobin levels. This condition, which was quietly undermining her health, exposed her to severe risks and could have been fatal in an accident due to such low blood capacity. Beyond the immediate danger, this health issue was silently eroding her energy levels and affecting her fertility. posing barriers to achieving some of her most cherished life goals. This wake-up call is a stark reminder that without our health, even if the best opportunities knock, we might not be in a position to answer. And it's not just about physical health, mental fitness is equally paramount. The strength of your mindset can propel you towards success or pull you away from it. Introducing something as simple as positive affirmations can profoundly influence your mental state. By affirming your abilities and aspirations, such as repeating, "I am a focused person who does amazing things," you harness the power of neuroplasticity, which can rewire your brain towards positivity and resilience. Moreover, attending to your mental health is vital. Common life challenges like grief, trauma, and stress, if left unchecked, can spiral into more severe mental health issues, affecting your overall well-being and ability to thrive. Regular mental wellness practices, whether through journaling, engaging in supportive conversations, or seeking professional help, are essential steps in nurturing your mental state. As we progress, our journey through the pillars of wealth takes us next to the people in our lives, exploring how relationships shape and support our wealthy living. Stay tuned as we delve deeper into the interpersonal connections that enrich our lives. Part 2: Building Bridges, the Art of Nurturing Relationships. The essence of true wealth often lies in the quality of the relationships we foster. Starting from our intimate circles, branching out to professional connections, each interaction offers a chance to enrich our lives. Patrice Washington highlights the significance of investing in relationships as not just a moral good, but a cornerstone of holistic success. Beginning close to home with family and friends, the journey of relationship building requires active contribution and mindfulness about what we bring into these interactions. Are we fully present? Are we listeners or merely hearers? A telling survey in 2018 by Capital One revealed a striking truth. Over half of the surveyed individuals felt unheard in their daily interactions. Washington shares a personal anecdote about her daughter noticing her inattentiveness during a conversation, a moment many might find all too familiar, yet unspoken by others. Active listening is then quite revolutionary. It requires more than just hearing words. It demands engagement, empathy, and genuine interaction. This might mean putting aside our devices, our preconceptions, and truly being with the person in front of us. Another fundamental aspect of nourishing relationships is establishing boundaries. The art of saying no, to prevent overstretching ourselves, is as valuable as any skill. Respecting our time and others' time reflects our value system. Punctuality and preparedness show respect and consideration. Looking beyond our immediate circles, Washington encourages us to evaluate our outer circle. Do these relationships support our values and goals? Are these connections uplifting and mutual? Surrounding ourselves with like-minded individuals creates a robust network that fosters growth, accountability, and mentorship. These networks are not just professional safety nets. They are incubators for personal and collective progress. Washington advises to begin these outward connections with generosity. Engage sincerely in communities. Offer help without expectation. And express gratitude openly. Whether it's through commenting on a colleague's LinkedIn post, participating actively in community events, or sending a thoughtful note, these acts of kindness plant seeds for future support and mutual respect. In the intricate dance of give and receive, moving away from mere transactional interactions to meaningful exchanges, we find a deeper level of support and a more fulfilling pathway to success. True wealth, after all, isn't just measured by what we gain, but also by what we give. As we prepare to dive into the next pillar, the sanctity of our living space, remember that the environments we create are reflections of the relationships we've nurtured. Part 3: Designing an Environment That Elevates. As we navigate further into the concept of holistic wealth, we arrive at the third pillar, space. This is not just about physical locations, but involves creating environments that foster growth, productivity, and peace. A cluttered space often mirrors a cluttered mind, and conversely, organizing our physical surroundings can lead to clearer thoughts and more focused actions. To start on this transformative journey, begin small. Clear out a drawer or organize a shelf, removing items you no longer need or that don't bring you joy. Not only declutters your space, but also your mind, allowing room for new possibilities and ideas. Why not take this concept a step further? Imagine reducing the time spent on searching for misplaced items, which, interestingly, amounts to about 2.5 days a year for the average American. Think about what you could achieve with this extra time if your surroundings were orderly and each item had a specific place. Next, focus on enhancing the spaces that you frequently use. Your workspace, for instance, should be a reflection of the professional you aspire to be. Patrice Washington shares from her own experience how transforming her cluttered, multi-use office into a dedicated, inspirational work environment was instrumental in her achieving her professional goals. She reimagined her office to fit the vision of the successful business owner she aimed to become, moving exercise equipment and unrelated clutter out of her vision space. This principle applies not only to your workspace, but also to personal spaces like your home. Introduce elements that inspire and relax you. This isn't about refilling spaces with new items immediately after decluttering. It's about thoughtful additions that enhance your environment without overwhelming it. Consider incorporating sensory items that enhance the ambiance without taking up physical space. A soothing playlist, scented candles, or decorative touches that please the eye and calm the mind. By deliberately shaping our physical environments, we set the stage for our aspirations and daily actions to align more closely with our ultimate goals of wealth and well-being. As we move into exploring deeper facets of holistic wealth, remember, the spaces we create not only reflect our current state, but also mold our future selves. Part 4: Faith as your compass in pursuing wealth. In the journey towards a fully enriched life, the roadmap can be intricate and fraught with challenges. To navigate this, faith stands out as the fourth pillar of holistic wealth. It acts not only as a comfort during turbulent times, but also as a guiding light toward your true purpose and aspirations. Patrice Washington has been candid about how her Christian faith has been a bedrock throughout her career. However, she broadens the definition of faith beyond any single religion. For her, and potentially for us, faith encompasses a belief in a higher power that offers guidance, fortifies resolve, clarifies values, and shapes our interactions with the world. If you find yourself uncertain about your faith, consider exploring various spiritual teachings. This isn't about subscribing immediately to a set of beliefs, but rather finding a spiritual framework that resonates with you and provides a steady source of motivation and support. One practical way to deepen your faith is through daily practices such as prayer, meditation, or journaling. These activities not only reinforce your spiritual beliefs, but also keep them present in your daily life, helping to refine and reflect your values in everything you do. Consider dedicating a specific space in your home for these practices, or inviting friends to join in communal prayer or meditation sessions, enhancing both your faith and your relationships. Patrice Washington offers a personal insight into living her faith through expectancy, a concept drawn from Christian scripture which posits that living in alignment with one's divine gifts naturally attracts opportunities. This dynamic guides her approach to work and life, actively using her gifts while trusting in divine timing for the results. Furthermore, manifesting your faith isn't confined to private contemplation. It should permeate through your public demeanor and interactions. Demonstrating your beliefs through your actions solidifies your identity and communicates integrity in both personal and professional realms. Sharing your complete journey, including the challenges and how your faith helped you navigate them, can be profoundly impactful to others. In conveying these insights, Patrice Washington invites us to consider faith not just as a personal sanctuary, but as a public testament of our lived values and a cornerstone of true wealth. As we move forward, this pillar of faith empowers us to face life's complexities with a poised and hopeful outlook. Part 5. Turning your work into a source of fulfillment. Many of us often ponder whether we truly love our work. If you're already in that sweet spot, that's fantastic. But if you're among those who hesitate to answer, let's explore how to transform your work into a profound source of fulfillment. Patrice Washington challenges a common myth in career advice: simply follow your passion. Instead, she suggests a more nuanced approach: aligning your innate gifts with your purpose and calling. This alignment, not merely chasing a passion, she argues, leads to true fulfillment, impact, and yes, financial success. So, why not follow your passion blindly? Imagine someone who has dedicated years trying to succeed as a rapper. Despite passion and effort, if rapping isn't their true gift, they might struggle financially and miss out on using their actual talents in ways that could serve others and bring personal success. This example isn't to discourage pursuing passions, but to highlight the importance of critical evaluation and adaptability. Your passion can still be a cherished hobby, but it shouldn't blind you to other opportunities where your real talents lie. Begin this realignment by identifying your gifts. Reflect on what activities feel natural to you, attract others towards you, and bring you a deep sense of fulfillment. These are clues to your inherent strengths. Next, define your purpose. Ask yourself, who am I meant to serve and how? Your purpose is the broader impact you are meant to have in the world. Write it down and remind yourself regularly to keep it at the forefront of your decisions. Once you understand your gifts and purpose, think about how they intersect. This intersection is your calling, the unique way you are meant to contribute and make a difference. The next step is practical application. Find or craft a job and work environment that align with your values, desired lifestyle, and leverage your talents. Envision your ideal workday and work environment. What does it look like? What are you doing? Who are you interacting with? In your current role, start integrating elements of your ideal job. Look for opportunities to volunteer your skills, attend networking events with a clear purpose, and engage in projects that align with your calling. Finally, don't shy away from negotiating for what you're worth. Do thorough research to understand industry standards and be bold in asking for compensation that reflects your value. Accepting less than you deserve can undermine even the most fulfilling job. By rethinking our approach to work, not as a pursuit of passion, but as a fulfillment of our gifts and purpose, we not only enhance our own well-being, but also contribute positively to those around us. Part 6. Mastering the Art of Money Management. As we conclude our exploration of the 6 pillars of wealth with money, it's important to recognize why it stands last in line. Through our journey, we've explored the pillars of fitness, people, space, faith, and work, revealing that while money is crucial, its true value is only realized when the other aspects of our lives are in harmony. Achieving balance in these areas not only makes life richer, but also sets the stage for attracting and managing financial wealth more effectively. The final step is to refine your approach to money, not just as a means of exchange, but as a tool for achieving your life's goals. The journey begins with developing a wise money mindset. This involves a commitment to push through challenges, transforming old beliefs about money into a vision that embraces possibilities. It's about seeing beyond the financial constraints imposed by past experiences and societal expectations to a future where financial freedom is attainable. Daily affirmations and maintaining a positive outlook play a critical role in this mental shift. Next, take an honest look at your personal finances. Identify any detrimental spending habits, such as indulging in luxuries that strain your budget or accumulating debt from frequent, unnecessary upgrades. Often, such behaviors stem from deeper emotional needs, perhaps a desire for status or approval. Recognizing these needs can be the first step towards addressing them, potentially with the help of a financial therapist. Creating a detailed budget is essential. Document your income, fixed and variable expenses, and any debts. This clarity is crucial for identifying areas where you can cut back, reallocate funds, or possibly uncover the need to explore new sources of income. Without this foundation, effective financial planning is challenging. As you start to gain control over your finances, remember to continue educating yourself about financial management. Stay informed about best practices, investment strategies, and economic trends. Also, maintain firm boundaries in your relationships, particularly if you sense others might take advantage of your financial stability. Lastly, embrace generosity. While it's important to safeguard your financial health, sharing your success can enrich your life and those of others. However, ensure that your generosity doesn't compromise your own goals and financial security. By adhering to these principles, you not only manage your money more effectively, but also align your financial practices with the richer, more balanced life you've cultivated through the other pillars of wealth. Final summary. True wealth transcends financial abundance. It encompasses a spectrum of well-being, touching every aspect of life. This means cultivating physical and mental health, fostering meaningful relationships, maintaining organized and inspiring spaces, nurturing faith, and engaging in work that aligns with one's gifts and purpose. Through the insights shared, we've explored how balancing these integral aspects, not just accumulating money, leads to a more enriched and purposeful life. Each pillar, from fitness to finances, builds upon the others, creating a sturdy foundation for genuine prosperity. By adopting the strategies discussed, you can redefine what wealth means to you, ensuring it's not solely measured by financial metrics, but also by the quality and richness of your life. This not only sets a powerful example for others, but also paves the way for future generations to embrace a more holistic and fulfilling approach to achieving wealth. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.